Matthew chapter number 7. We're going to begin reading in verse number 7. You'll say, "Preacher Darren, you're preaching again about prayer." Yes, our Lord mentioned it at least twice in his Sermon on the Mount. He preached it a number of times. Amen. I want to encourage you to pray. There was a paratrooper one time, and they said, "How many planes have you jumped out of?" He said, "None." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I've been pushed out of every one of them." And the Lord wants you and I to be encouraged to pray. And every now and then, he'll allow situations to come in our life when we won't pray before to get us to pray. One man said that like a tailor would sew clothes and like a cobbler would make shoes, a Christian needs to be praying. Amen? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7. "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." It's Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12, if correctly read. Let's pray. William Cowper made this statement: "Satan trembles when the weakest Christian begins to pray." I want you to see in these verses, number one this morning, the great privilege of prayer. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us an acrostic, A-S-K. Ask, seek, knock. Ask and it shall be given. Seek, ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Many people have taken this and have misunderstood it. They believe it's a blank check to name it and claim it, and God will just give you whatever material possession you want according to these verses. But that's a misunderstanding. Many have misinterpreted these verses to say that we can bend the will of God to meet our will. Friend, I'm telling you, when we pray according to the will of God. So this morning, this great privilege of prayer, first of all, Jesus says that you and I are to ask, and we're to ask confidently. What do you mean, preacher? The Bible still says in the book of Hebrews, "Let us come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." We are to come and ask. The word that Jesus uses in the Greek, the word ask, is the word aito. And what it means is someone who is lesser asking someone who is greater. It is the idea of a child asking his father. It is the idea of a beggar asking the king. Hey, when you and I come, we're his children asking our father for his blessing as we make petition to call upon his name. When we ask in prayer, it recognizes our weakness, our inability, our limitations, and it also recognizes his strength, his ability, and his power to act and bless us in a mighty way. The Bible still says this in the book of James: "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Now you hear this, God gave me this little thought. I do not pray to get God's attention. I pray because I have God's attention. God hears the prayers of his children. Now, there were two young boys that were staying at their grandparents' house, and they knelt beside the bed that night and began to pray. And one of the little boys said, "God, make sure that I get an Xbox and a bicycle and a DVD player." And his older brother leaned over and said, "You don't have to shout. God's not deaf. And the little boy said, I know that, but Grandma is. Hey, God is not deaf today that he can't hear our prayers. And he is not dumb that he does not know what we stand in need of this morning. You and I are to take God at his word and ask him confidently. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We can ask confidently, and then we can seek carefully or seek courageously. The word seek means to look for something earnestly and intensely. The word seek is asking, but it is with action. It is almost began to have a craving, a desire. Isn't it something that your prayer life, when you get so burdened about something, you're not just asking, you begin to seek over and over and over and over, desiring God to do something in your life. Now listen this morning. When was the last time you skipped a meal over a burden? When was the last time you skipped your television show to seek God's face in prayer? When was the last time that you just grabbed a hold of the altar, the horns of the altar, and said, Lord, I'm not coming up till you bless me? Huh? I remember there was a man in 1922, his name was Howard Carter. For 20 centuries, men had sought to find the tomb of King Tut. But in 1922, Howard Carter finally found that which men had been seeking for 20 centuries. And there was all kinds of gold and silver and treasures. Friend, I want to say today that King Tut's tomb, though rich according to earthly standards, it simply this morning, it pales in comparison to the riches of our God. And if you and I would begin to seek God and set our affection on things above, my friend, we'd be aroused to a great sense of spiritual treasures that's available to God's people when they seek him. He said, when you seek me, you shall find me. We're to seek him carefully. And then he says, knock. And I believe that word knock is a word that means to knock continually. You know, this word expresses to rap reverently. It's not the idea of someone just coming and beating and banging like some thug on your front door. It's the idea of something that's closed to you. A door is something that's closed. And you come and you begin to knock. When you go to somebody's house and you see the door closed, but their car's in the yard, sitting in the carport, and you hear their television on, and you know they're home, and you begin to knock on the door, what do? You expect an answer. Woo, somebody got that. Hey, when we go to God, asking, seeking, knocking, we're expecting an answer. Now, this is the present tense imperative. Preacher, what does that mean? Ask, seek, and knock is not just a one-time thing. It is to continue doing it over and over and over and over. I was preaching revival one night, and in the prayer room, this verse came up. And God showed me, he said, I want you just to begin to knock on the floor like you're knocking on a door. And we were about 30 men in that prayer room. And I just began to beat on the floor just like I was knocking. I didn't just knock one time. I knocked over and over. And I'm telling you what, some of the other men in the room, you was there, what, got a hold of that. And man, there's a beating in that room, knocking. Let me tell you what God did. God came through and saved a bunch of souls. I think about 15 that night, amen. Hey, God, here's the knocks of his people. You and I have a great privilege if to come before God in prayer. Amen. Number two, there's a glorious promise. He said, for everyone, verse 8, that asketh, receiveth. You see that? The invitation is simple. Ask, seek, and knock. But the promise is sweet. It's to everyone that'll ask in faith. He said, if you would ask, you would receive. If you would seek, you will find. If you knock, it'll be opened unto you. Jeremiah wrote, chapter 33, verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Y'all listen to me? There was an atheist who owned a brewery in town, and the church was against that brewery. And they began to pray, say, God, shut the brewery down. Close this business. And one night, lightning struck it and burned it to the ground. The atheist went and took out charges against the church for burning down his business. They were brought to court. And the judge said to the church, to the representatives, how say ye in the charge? And they said, we're not responsible, Your Honor. And the judge said, this is amazing. We have an atheist now who believes in prayer. And we have a church who won't take responsibility for it. Yeah, man. You'll get that after a while. We have a great promise. God's going to hear us and God's going to answer. He heard Abraham in a time of despair. He heard Moses in a time of discouragement. He heard Elijah in a time of depression. He heard Nehemiah in a time of decision. He heard Daniel in an hour of delay. He heard Jonah in a time of disobedience. He heard a woman with an issue of blood in her time of desperation. He heard Peter in his time of denial. He heard Thomas in the hour of doubt. He heard Jesus in the hour of death. Friend, I'm persuaded, if God, is the Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, and if he's no respecter of persons, if you heard them, he'll hear us. Amen. Bless his holy name. Edwin Orr said this, when you rely on the school, you get what education will do. When you rely on the government, you get what politics can do. When you rely on money, you rely what capital can do. When you rely on the labor of men, you rely on what the manpower can do. When you rely on information, you get what knowledge can do. But when you rely on prayer, you get what God can do. And that's what we need, amen, is what God can do in our lives, amen. Thirdly, this morning, there is a gracious pattern. And you see there's good gifts and harmful gifts. He says, first of all, he said, if your son was to ask for bread, would a father give his hungry son asking for bread, would he give him a stone? Huh? Can you imagine your son saying, Daddy, I want a piece of bread for lunch. And you dropping a rock in there, and the boy get to lunch and open his little bag lunch, and there's a rock in there for the boy to chew on? That would be a deceptive father. Hey, God's not a deceptive father. He's not going to tell you I can answer your prayer and not do it. He's not going to give you less than what you asked for. Yeah, man. Hey, he's not going to give you a stone when you're asking for bread. Look, next of all, he said, if your son was asking for a fish, would you give him a serpent? Huh? Been a lot of people give me a bag of copperheads every now and then. Here, preacher, we got this for you. Oh, Lord God. Let me tell you something. If your son's hungry and he wants a fish, would you give him something that would harm him? Would you give him something that would hurt him? Hey, Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, there's a parallel passage. He says, thirdly, if the boy was to ask for an egg, would you give him a scorpion? You know, a scorpion would grab you with his claws, sting you with his tail. He would cause you to be very, very sick, maybe even be fatal and kill you. Is God a deceptive father? Absolutely not. If he promises he'll hear you, if he promises he'll answer you, you can guarantee that it will be done. It is a fact this morning. Yeah, man. Hey, listen to this. If men, look at verse number 11. If you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Hey, if an inherently evil man knows how to give good gifts, how much more can a thrice holy God give us good gifts? Romans 8:32 says this, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him us up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things. Oh, I'm glad this morning, amen, you and I have got a glorious promise, and we've got a gentle Father who is able to give us some guiding patterns. Last of all, and I'm done, I want you to see the guiding principle in verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Because of God's care for our lives, because of His ability, when we go and ask Him for a blessing to give us what we need and even greater, God says you're to treat each other the same way. You treat each other the way you'd want to be treated. If you want a prayer request answered, you get serious about prayer, God will get serious about answer. You get serious about treating each other right, God will get serious about treating you right. There was a little old woman in Africa. She had 56 orphans in her little mud hut to take care of. And she had been up praying that morning that God would send them flowers. And so she told those children to go outside and dig holes in the yard and make a garden, even though there wasn't anything to put in the garden. And the children said, "We don't understand it." She said, "Just go ahead and do it." When they came back in after digging in the ground there was a team of missionaries that pulled up and said, they're in Swaziland, Africa. "We have brought plants to start a garden, to put seedlings out that you might have vegetation." And they said, "What are all these holes here?" And the woman said, "We've already dug them and prayed over them that God would fill each hole." Hey, our God's that big, amen. If you and I just believe Him and take Him by faith, we can ask, amen, He'll give it. We can seek, we'll find. We can knock, and it'll be open to us. You stand to your feet this morning. We've had a tremendous service. If I get my preaching up to your singing, we'll have something special. The book of Luke adds this little phrase. He said, "How much more would God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" I like that, don't you? If you want the Holy Ghost to know Him more powerfully than you ever have before, He'll grant that to you if you'd come. Somebody come to the piano. Folks are moving. Been encouraged to pray. Preacher, I've already prayed about it. Hey, Jesus, not just talking about once. "Well, I believe He heard me the first time." Oh, you know what? Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Keep asking. That's what He wants us to do this morning. God has the answer that you're looking for. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, if you'll just come and give it to Him this morning.